From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Automotive industry has become a leading sector that contributed significantly to the national economy, with 22 four-wheeled vehicle manufacturers nationwide. The sector has contributed 99.16 trillion rupiah of investment, and with total production capacity having reached 2.35 million units per year and absorbed 38.39 thousand workers. Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, in a statement on Friday, as reported by Antaranus Agency, stated that 26 two-wheeled and three-wheeled vehicle manufacturers in the country with a total investment of 10.05 trillion rupiah, production capacity of 9.53 million units per year, and 32,000 workers of Seoul. He further stated the automotive sector has had a significant impact on more than 1.1 million people working in the industry's production chain. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani has said she supports heightened cooperation between Indonesia and Norway in diverse fields, and particularly the economy and the environment. During a virtual meeting with Norwegian Parliament Speaker Tone Wilhelmsen Trøen on Friday, Puan explained she sees the need for a continued increase in the flow of trade between the two countries and make it more balanced to serve the interests of the two countries. As reported by Antaranus Agency, she remarked in a statement issued in Jakarta on Friday that the opportunities for cooperation can also be carried out related to sovereign wealth funds or SWF, because Indonesia has just formed the Investment Management Institute, LPI. Ensuring the availability of clean water and sanitation for all Indonesian people must become the government's priority, especially in the COVID-19 pandemic situation. The development and accessibility of clean water and sanitation must become a priority even in a pandemic situation, because this is a part of building community resilience and immunity. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antaranus Agency, said the availability of clean water and sanitation reflects the welfare and basic quality of life of Indonesian citizens. So the government must continue to make efforts to provide such infrastructure to people who do not have access to it. Indrawati said this is in line with Article 28H, paragraph 1 of the 1945 Constitution, which states that everyone has the rights to be physically and mentally prosperous and have a good and healthy living environment. The Indonesian government is trying to restore confidence among consumers to help them return to stores so that the national economy can move again. Currently, consumers are refraining from shopping or applying for credit. The government is trying to boost the level of public consumption to support various sectors so that they can continue to sustain. It was said by Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi while delivering a keynote speech at the 2021 National Work Meeting of the Indonesian Shopping Center Management Association in Jakarta on Friday. As reported by the Antaranus Agency, the government is also trying to help consumers gain the confidence to shop and apply to credit so that it can drive the economy. Let's move it on to the international news. The UK's Prime Minister is setting out his ambition on Friday, on February 19, to cut the time to develop new vaccine by two-thirds to 100 days as he chairs the first G7 leaders meeting of the UK's presidency. The UK's Prime Minister also confirmed that UK will share the majority of any future surplus coronavirus vaccine from the supply with the COVAX procurement pool to support developing countries, in addition to the UK's £548 million funding for the scheme. On a press statement received by Voice of Indonesia in accordance to this matter, UK's ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Owen Jenkins, said that Indonesia is one of the 92 countries eligible for a vaccine under COVAX.
The UK's decision to donate the majority of any of our future vaccine surplus to developing countries through the multilateral COVAX mechanism is really big and really great news. Indonesia is one of the 92 countries eligible for vaccines under COVAX, so it's likely to be one of the countries that benefits from this generosity. This decision comes on top of the UK's huge donation to Gavi, £548 million. We're one of the largest donors, and we've given a fifth of the total funds raised. Now, as the first country to commit to sharing the majority of our surplus vaccines through COVAX, this news shows how the UK is a force for good in the world and demonstrates how we should tackle this pandemic with a spirit of togetherness and through our shared multilateral institutions. Difficult times lead to innovation. The rapid development of COVID-19 vaccines has been amazing, and it's one of the most impressive features of the global pandemic response. Now, we have the chance to cement these gains for the future, to work globally on every part of vaccine development, through research, trial, and production, to benefit everyone. Hopefully, these efforts also mean we will be more ready than ever before for a future pandemic.
The UK's Prime Minister will also call on G7 leaders to support a treaty on pandemic preparedness through the WHO. Lockheed Martin co-executive said on Friday that the United States' largest weapons maker has fielded interest from Croatia regarding the purchase of stealthy F-35 jets. As reported by Reuters.com, Greg Ulmer, the executive vice president of Lockheed Aeronautics Units, told reporters Croatia has shown interest in buying the jets, which are a big part of Lockheed's revenue. A representative from the Embassy of the Republic of Croatia in Washington said Croatia is evaluating an offer of the new US F-16 Block 70-72 aircraft, together with some other responses to Croatia's tender for multi-role fighter aircraft, new or used, but it did not address the F-35. Croatia is evaluating the US, French and Swedish offer for fighter jets as it looks to modernize its air force, which now flies Russian-made MiG-21 jets dating from its past within the former Yugoslavia. European Union Chief Executive Ursula von der Leyen said Europe and the United States should join forces in the fight against climate change and agree on a new framework for the digital market, limiting the power of big tech companies. As reported by Reuters.com, Ursula von der Leyen is sure that a shared transatlantic commitment to a net zero emission pathway by 2050 would make climate neutrality a new global benchmark. The president of the European Commission said in a speech at the virtual Munich Security Conference on Friday that together, Europe and the United States could create a digital economy rulebook that is valid worldwide, a set of rules based on the values, human rights and pluralism, inclusion and the protection of privacy. The European Union has pledged to cut its net greenhouse gas emission to zero by 2050. While President Joe Biden has committed the United States to become a net zero economy by 2050. Listener, that was the news. Fresh news comes from Penajam Pasir Utara, East Kalimantan. The Marine and Fishery Human Resources Research Agency of the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fishery, through the Fisheries Extension Officers, facilitates the formation of a salt farmer group in Penajam Pasir Utara Regency. The Regency Fisheries Extension's coordinator, Suryadi, said that this was intended to accelerate the plan for salt productions and was carried out in line with the trial of tunnel salt productions last year. At that time, they were experimenting with several tunnels, each measuring 4 times 6 meters. The trial yielded 150 kilograms to 200 kilograms of cracked salt per tunnel. Next news comes from Banda Aceh. Syah Kualan University Banda Aceh has begun implementing a face-to-face lecture system for the fourth and second semester students since Monday, February 15. According to the head of public relations of Syah Kualan University Banda Aceh, Hairil Munawir, this face-to-face learning was carried out in accordance with the rector's circular, namely a combination system of offline and online at the same time. In the implementation, the number of students in one class is limited to 50 people. Divided into two groups of 50% each, the first group is 25 people and the second group is 25 people. The latest news comes from Boyolali, Central Java. The business of herbal concoctions with salak or snake fruit seeds, which are produced into nutritious powders in Dukuh Gunung Wijil, Dukuh Village, Ampel District, Boyolali Regency, has received increased demand despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Putu Tetuko, an entrepreneur of the herbal concoctions, said that since the COVID-19 pandemic, many people have been looking for herbal ingredients, such as empon-empon, which are believed to be able to maintain health. According to Putu Tetuko, spice drinks or empon-empon such as ginger, curcuma and others during the COVID-19 pandemic are believed to increase the body's immunity. He revealed the production of salak seed powder continues to increase in 2020. Until now, it has reached an average of up to 2 tons per month.
Listener, here is Today in History. We start with the event on February 20, 1967, IGGI held its first meeting. The Intergovernmental Group on Indonesia, or IGGI, is an international group initiated by the United States to coordinate multilateral aid funds to Indonesia. IGGI members are the Asian Development Bank, International Monetary Fund, United Nations Development Programme, World Bank, Australia, Belgium, United Kingdom, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, New Zealand, Switzerland, and the United States. IGGI held its first meeting in Amsterdam, Netherlands. Indonesia at the time was represented by the 9th Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. From 1967 up to 1974, IGGI held 2 meetings each year. However, since 1975, meetings have only been held once a year due to the improving development of the Indonesian economy. IGGI's initial assistance was in the preparation of Indonesia's 5-year development plan. Moving to 1979, poisonous gas in the Dieng area killed 149 people. This tragedy occurred due to the activity of Sinila crater, which is located between Batur village, Sumberejo village, Pakasiran village, and Kopucukan village, Batur district, Banjarnegara, Central Java. Based on a report by the Center of Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation, Sinila crater erupted and emitted poisonous gas. following a phreatic eruption to the southwest of the Dieng volcano complex. 149 people died from inhaling CO2 and H2S hydrogen sulfide, which was spread due to the eruption of the Sinila crater. The last event is that National Workers' Day is commemorated every February 20. The National Workers' Day began when the leaders of the trade union in Indonesia declared the formation of All Indonesian Workers' Federation, or FBSI, on February 20, 1973. In the 1985 FBSI Congress, the name of FBSI was changed to the All Indonesian Workers' Union. February 20th is commemorated as National Workers' Day in Presidential Decree No. 9 of 1991 on Indonesian Workers' Day, which was signed by the second president, Suharto. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Every day.
best will never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. We're never negative, buddy. Trying to break it down, strip it. This everyone has to know. Everyone has to know.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga, when opening the socialization of the Indonesia-Mozambique Preferential Trade Agreement or PTA in Bandung, West Java, said Indonesia enjoyed multiple benefits from the trade agreement with Mozambique. He explained that the first advantage is market expansion. Apart from utilizing the Mozambique market itself, Mozambique can also be an entry point for the Indonesian product markets in the southern and central African region. He added, if possible in the future, Indonesia could also open agreements with countries around Mozambique. According to Jerry Sambuaga, from Mozambique, Indonesia can also get supplies of raw materials, for example, cotton for the spinning and textile industries. Thus, Indonesia no longer depends on cotton supplies from traditional supply countries such as China and the United States. Bandung was chosen to be one of the places for socialization because of the city's potential with many pharmaceutical, textile, footwear, and other creative industry. Given this double advantage, the Vice Minister of Trade, Jerry Sambuaga, hopes that entrepreneurs, including those operating in Bandung, make optimal use of the Indonesia-Mozambique Preferential Trade Agreement. According to the Ministry of Trade press release in 2020, Indonesia recorded an oil and gas trade surplus of $48.57 million against Mozambique. Indonesia's non-oil and gas export to Mozambique were recorded at $58.91 million. And Indonesia's imports from Mozambique were $10.34 million. The total non-oil and gas trade of Indonesia and Mozambique in 2020 was recorded at $62.26 million, with a trend of 15.97% over the past 5 years. The main products of Indonesia's export to Mozambique have been dominated by palm oil products, fatty acid, soap, and paper. In the future, it is hoped that there will be more diversification of Indonesian products to Mozambique. Several types of commodities being targeted are pharmaceutical products, footwear, furniture, and automotive products. For pharmaceutical products, for example, Indonesia enjoys import duty benefits from 40% to 0%.
Manusia mencari hal yang tak dimengerti, terus menggali entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah dan kau kan mengerti. Pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau bersedih. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti. Pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau bersari. Kau kan mengerti. Pahamilah arti hidup ini.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Arara was office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
So far, Sumedang has been only famous for its delicious tofu. But it turns out that in addition to the small tofu with extraordinary taste, which should not be missed when visiting Sumedang Regency West Java, is the regional specialty, soto, known as soto bongko. Because bongko means a large lump, so that the rice cake or lontong used for soto bongko has a large size. Even this jumbo-sized rice cake sometimes has a diameter of up to 20 centimeters. In Sumedang, soto bongko sellers can easily be found around the Sumedang Market, the main square, or around the Sumedang Regional General Hospital. They usually sell from morning to evening. Soto bongko is usually for breakfast, but of course it can be for lunch too. One bowl of soto bongko contains rice cake, boiled bean sprouts, fried slices of Sumedang yellow tofu, boiled egg, and fried onions. Then it is doused with hot, steaming thick curry sauce. To add flavor, you can add sweet soy sauce, lime, and sambal. Soto bongko can also be enjoyed with crunchy emping or chips. For culinary lovers, you can directly enjoy the deliciousness of soto bongko from its place of origin, Sumedang, West Java. The price is also affordable.
selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa
aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance di übertragung skater death COVID-19 virus, durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The development of digital technology and creativity has made the startup grows increasingly like mushrooms, especially in Indonesia. This brings Indonesia to the second position as the country with the most startups in Asia, according to the 2020 startup ranking. Based on data summarized from Startup Ranking 2020, India and Indonesia have succeeded in dominating the startup collection in Asia. Indonesia managed to be in the second place with a collection of 2,206 startups, twice as many as Singapore at the third place. This record also makes Indonesia owns the most startups in Southeast Asia. Gojek, Tokopedia and Ruangguru are a line of the most popular startups in the community. Even Jakarta has been named the city with the second best startup ecosystem in the world. Jakarta gets maximum points for three indicators, namely performance, funding and the market reach, while 9 points for the talent indicator. This good ecosystem is indirectly able to support the development of startups in Indonesia.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya ke dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. For the rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The song Bumi Emas Tanah Airku was created by an Indonesian keroncong maestro Gesang. The song describes Indonesia's natural wealth such as green forests, rivers, lakes, and fertile soils. Above the earth of Indonesia grows a variety of plants, and under the soil, there are also various other earth wealth. Everything is a gift from the God Almighty for the Indonesian nation. This valuable gift must be guarded and thankful. Here is Ismanto with keroncong song entitled Bumi Emas Tanah Airku.
Percaya bumi emas tanah airku, sepanjang masa kan menghijau selalu. Thank you.
panggilkan hujan. Sungai dan danau menyimpan airnya di awan. Bumi dikali kan berlimpah berkah abadi. Silih berganti tumbuhnya bila ditanami. Aku percaya bumi emas, tanah airku. Sepanjang masa kan menghijau selalu.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di Bakoikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu perhatianmu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.